Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Sponsored by Virgin Mobile. We'll tell you when your phone is paid off. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
2FM, good morning, everyone. It is 12 minutes past 10, and we're going to talk about... Cormac is doing air guitar in the studio. My old pal Cormac Battle is in for his nostalgia and he wants to bang on about Glenroe because he's a horn for it for some reason.
Hang on, ladies and gentlemen, I'm a very professional person and I wrote Jen a lovely introduction to that and she just spewed that stuff out. It's actually much better than what I wrote. Don't
Cormac
bother.
Has
Don't
the horn
bother.
For Glenroe. This is what Cormac wanted me to say.
Go on.
There aren't many of us kids of the 90s who don't have an opinion on the classic Irish soap opera. Glenroe, for people like me, it brought a little bit of rural Ireland into the front room on a Sunday night. And famously, when the credits rolled, we felt that sense of dread because the weekend was over and school time was looming the next day. Me old mucker, I would never say that. Me old mucker,
it's a joke.
Let me finish.
It's a joke, Glenroe, mucker.
They're very offensive. Jokes that aren't funny. Has been taking a look back at the series which gripped the nation back at a time when there was nothing else on, Cormac. Let's be honest. There was nothing. We'd RT1, we'd RT2. There was nothing else on except for this. I want to see you do your air guitar again.
Yeah! Come on!
Yeah!
Woo!
Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
How did Glenroe come to life? Tell me.
Well, it came to life from previous TV shows. Oh, look, the way I can explain it to, you know, a modern audience is it was from there was a program called The Reardons and Bracken
yes.
on television before that. I don't really remember them. I was a kid living
My mom
in,
used to
in,
tell
in
me
the
about
UK
them
at the time. Yeah, exactly. But and then from I think it was Bracken, two characters were brought and put into a new agri-soap.
Genius agri-soap.
So like what you do is, it's like Breaking Bad and you take Breaking Bad and then it becomes Better Call Saul. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so Glenroe is the Better Call Saul of this equation. So, and it was an agricultural kind of, modern agricultural soap that started in 1983.
Like an Emmerdale.
Kind of, yeah, Emmerdale. Yeah, big time. But a little bit more modern than Emmerdale and less
Whoa.
Woolly, less woolly, you know?
Yeah.
And it was a bit racier. It revolved around Miley, who was played by Mary McAvoy. Not Mary McAvoy, but the late McLally and Biddy, who was Mary McAvoy. Their kind of love affair and Miley's dad, Dinny. And they were the three central characters around which all the rest
God,
of them...
I loved
it. And it first aired on September 1983. And was on once a week and Sunday nights at 8:30, and that was kind of crucial. That
I'd
it was on
say
8:30.
The number if you don't have the numbers for that,
I'd
say stop it.
No,
can
you
I take
it.
A guess?
Go on, yeah.
I'd say 2 million people tuned into that on a Sunday night.
No, no, you're way off, Jen. It was high. It was over 1 million people.
Oh my God, that's like the toy show.
Yeah, it was over 1 million people every Sunday night, and. That was what
incredible.
It was different times. We didn't have Instagram. We didn't have all this. You
we
know,
had nothing
the media
else.
Hadn't been fractured into 1 million pieces.
We didn't have stations.
We didn't have shoes. Pretty much at that stage. So this is all we had, and it was once a week on Sunday night at 8:30.
Yeah.
And the theme tune does resonate with so many people across this country because it was at a particular time of evening. And when if you want to roll the credits there again, play the clip just slightly again there, and that this particular piece bit reminds me of the weekend is over now, that's it, adults and children alike had to go that's the end,
parent,
and we're going to school tomorrow, I'm going
every
to work tomorrow.
Every parent in the country said the words, "Get up to bed."
Yeah. And that's
get
it,
up
yeah.
to bed. They started watching the news and you were up in bed thinking
exactly.
about what Miley did to Biddy and
exactly.
all of that.
Speaking
Let's talk
which,
about that, yeah.
Yeah, so like the there were some brilliant characters in it.
Yeah.
And the people's favourites were, of course, Miley and Biddy and Dinny. Let me firstly give you a little clip of the two central characters, which are Miley and Biddy. And
well, neither of us are getting any younger. So why don't we just stop all the carrotting about and then tie the old knot?
That That line, I swear to God, Jen, let's tie the L knot. The fact that he couldn't say, would you like to marry me? It was kind of like, it represented that kind of an Irish man of that time who wasn't even able to face up to the idea of asking a woman to marry him. So he said, as in a practical measure, let's tie the L knot.
Love it.
And that was a very big moment in Glenroe, believe it or not. That was only 6 seconds long. Another great character, I love his name as well, was the kind of wannabe sort of businessman, big shot, who never really kind of made it, Dick Moran.
Oh, Dick Moran.
Big Dick Moran. He
big
was
Dick
fantastic.
Moran.
Played
he
by
deadly.
Emmett Bergen, who's Patrick Bergen's brother.
Yeah.
And he's had this on and off affair with Biddy's mother called Mary. You know, Mary was, you know.
She was not bad, right?
She's pretty gamey, you know.
She was gamey, yeah.
You know, if I
beautiful
if
woman,
I
amazing
totally.
Actress.
Oh, yeah, and them too, them things too. But there was a lot of naughtiness around this, and in Ireland at the time, you know, this is practical. This is top shelf stuff. Have a listen to Dick and Mary.
We can't get married because that's a sin, but the odd dirty weekend, that's all right as long as nobody knows about it.
Now stop it, Dick.
I'm sorry to be so blunt, Mary, but that's the truth of it, isn't it? I never knew you could be such a bloody hypocrite.
Dirty weekend, Jen.
Ireland's
dirty.
First DILF there.
DILF and...
Dad.
Okay, yeah. Big time.
Yeah, defo.
I'd say so.
I love Dinny.
Dirty weekend.
Who played Dinny again?
Joe Lynch, the late Joe Lynch, who only died a year after it ended in 2001.
Oh, no. That's so sad.
Yeah, he died just after it was finished, but he was going to leave it. He was going to leave. Anyway, Dinny was Miley's dad. He was a cutor. He sort of had this kind of pretend of innocence and, you know, what's going on there? He was very naughty and he was manipulating the whole village.
Ah, yeah.
And he knew exactly what was going on. But I found this fantastic line from him. Miley and Biddy, I think, were having a bit of a
ding-dong,
jiggy-jiggy somewhere in the farmhouse. And Dinny, his dad, is in the house and he utters these words that you cannot say in Ireland anymore. But have a listen to this.
I'll be God now. Is a man not entitled to give his wife a nice, friendly squeeze without having half the country bursting in on top of them? Would it be in order to ask, is there anything stirring? No, it would not be in order to ask if there's anything stirring. Because not only is there nothing stirring, but there's going to be nothing stirring.
Anything stirring.
Anton Storin.
He say it like it is. Can you say that anymore? You can't. I'm checking with the...
Well, I don't think you...
It's a very offensive thing to say.
Ah, yeah.
It's
probably.
Totally offensive,
yeah,
isn't it?
Everything is.
Everything is, yeah. Actually, you're right.
Can we talk about the most famous thing of the whole series? That was just epic. How it even happened. We were devastated.
This caught everyone blindsided. See, Miley's a very wholesome man. He's a rural man. He brings up, he's a farmer. He's full of integrity. He loves his wife, Biddy. However, we thought we knew the man. This is Miley's famous role in the Hey, Hang On, with Biddy's cousin, Fidelma. So Biddy's in bed with a hangover, right? Biddy's in bed, banging head. Fidelma and Miley are in a hay shed, and this is the famous roll in the hay which happened.
Do you have tittles, Miley?
Hmm?
David has no tittles. Oh, you do! Ooh, Miley has tittles.
Tickles everywhere. Everyone has tickles. I bet you have tickles.
I don't!
And it caught away then.
That is so awkward. Like, even listen to that made my skin crawl. I can't imagine sitting watching that with my man Dan. I must have been dying inside.
But I think they were tapping into Manny's the fantasy.
Doc just typed in, well, holy God. Was that his famous line?
Yeah.
Well, holy God, huh?
I'd say he saw that when Fidelma, you know, revealed herself to him.
Ah, yeah. Do you tickle?
Have you ever had a thing for hay sheds?
Yeah.
Like, you know yourself. All that, like a hay shed fantasy, you know, with a fella. Like, no? You must have.
McCormick,
no.
No? Well, no.
Audrey?
Audrey's
no.
Not Joe, you're
either.
On your own that one.
I think a hay shed.
Tickles, Cormac.
Horsey ladies.
Okay.
Kildare ladies. people from Kildare.
So how long did it last? 1983? How long did we have the glory that was Glenroe?
It ran from 1983 to 2001. But it was played out, Jen, through a time of massive social change in Ireland.
Yeah.
So, like, in fairness to the programme, we do laugh at, like, a lot of those lines. The writers weren't afraid to address serious issues that were happening in Ireland at the time, including obviously the waning power of the Catholic Church. So when the show started, there was a priest called Father Tim Devereux, and he was like a highly influential figure, like in 1983, and he had a big looming presence. But as time went on, he nobody was listening to him anymore, and eventually he retired and went on a round-the-world cruise with a woman called Shirley Manning.
Lovely.
That's what
he
did.
It was ahead of its time, really, when you think about it, wasn't it?
I mean,
it was amazing for, you know, this to be produced and written and made in Ireland.
You could see things coming five years down. A guy called Wesley Burroughs, he was the main writer of the whole thing. He was able to see issues coming down the line. And another particularly interesting kind of social angle to it was the travelling community and their problems with integrating with the settled community at the time was given a lot of airtime, and a famous character called Blackie Connors and his family were reflecting that issue around society at the time. Now, this is not a clip from the show itself. It's kind of life imitating art. So, like, even after the filming, some of the travellers acting in the series were subject to prejudice. There was a big scene where there's a big traveller's wedding, and have a listen to this. This is Michael Collins, who played the brother of the famous traveller Blackie Connors in the show, but this is him speaking of an incident that happened after one particularly long day of filming.
Okay.
The wedding in Glenroe was one of the highlights of my work on Glenroe. I loved it. We had something like maybe 60 or 70 travellers as extras. There was a great camaraderie between the actors and the travellers, you know, coming up looking for photographs of Mick and Mary and Biddy and all that type of stuff. And then at the end of the evening, we went into the pub to do a scene, and we were all sitting there, and all the actors went home and all the extras went home. And I think there was myself and about six or seven members of my family waiting for the bus to come back to collect us. And the dampener was when all the settled people left and the Carmen men left, the barman came down and asked us to leave. And I says, but we're actors and we're part of the... I don't care, he says, if you don't get out and call the guards. And I says, it's just because we're travellers. And he just looked at me and walked away.
Mm. So that's what happened to him and his family while they were filming the programme and having a few drinks afterwards.
Wow.
So it just goes to show you that, you know, they were dealing with very, very kind of hot issues.
Yeah.
Of the time.
Good on them. So why do you think it came to an end in 2001? It should have just gone on forever and ever, like Fair City.
Like, that it's interesting you say that. Well, Fair City came along in 1989, 2 years beforehand, and it just appealed to a broader audience because it was dealing with more modern issues, and Ireland was certainly on the march in a very different direction. And also Fair City was on more times. That was a big issue as well.
Okay.
Like EastEnders, like Coronation Street, like they used to be on twice a week, now it's on like four times a week. So the more you're on, the more popular you are. Glenroe had no hope. It was on once on a Sunday night. And so even though, Jen, you like your figures and ratings and all that, when it did come to an end in 2001, it was still getting like 560,000 viewers.
Did it stop? Yeah,
exactly. But it was different times, and probably 560 viewers versus a million was not seen as something.
Seen as a failure.
It was probably seen as a failure then at that point.
Tell me about the last scene then.
Yeah, it's interesting. The last scene. It sort of says a lot. And it actually has a young Blanna Tracy of 2FM fame, who has a show here, a chart show on 2FM. She was in it for like 13 years. She was a child, Miley and Biddy's kid, for like 13 years in the series. You can hear her talking to Miley in this. But it is the very last scene, and it gives you a sense of why the show came to an end. It's kind of a clash of what Ireland was and what Ireland was to become.
We should get some more hens.
Yeah, and then we can sell loads of fresh eggs.
Yeah.
And where would we sell them? On the internet, I suppose, yeah?
Well, where else would we sell them?
Oh, yeah. Denise.com, huh?
Exactly. And Marianne.
No, wait, Diddy.com.
Oh, now you're talking. Diddy.com. Oh, well, holy God.
Come on, I have to relieve Michelle. You take that mic. Thanks.
Whoa! Was that the last line the of last, the entire series?
The very last line.
I just clocked it. Go on.
The very, very last line in an 18-year series that dealt with a lot of issues is, I have to relieve myself.
Come on, I have to relieve Michelle.
And that's the way it went out.
I love that.
That's the way it went out, yeah.
Come on, I have to relieve myself.
I think it's Teasy. That's Teasy who wanted to relieve herself.
She wanted to relieve. Oh, my days. That is the last line of the entire series. Do you think Wesley was having a laugh there?
I think so, yeah. I think he was taking the, you know, yourself.
Yeah. Taking the relief
out of it. Yeah.
Well, look, there's no talk of it coming back, is there? Or is there an angry
soap? Actually, you'd be surprised. Mary McAvoy, who played Biddy, who was actually killed in the car crash in the programme towards the end of its run, has said it's time for it to come back. She thinks that there's that it's now is the time. An angry soap would be good to have back on the screens again. I think she's kind of right. I would like to see that. You know, not the way it was, of course, but a new version of what Ireland is now. I think it would work, but you'd have to put it on about 5 times a week. That's the problem.
I boxed the head off Mary McAvoy.
What?
Yep.
You boxed the head off her?
Yeah, we cast her in Bridget and Eamon.
Myself,
and she plays one of the neighbours, and she comes in and there's a big scrap in the living room. And actually, Lau did the fight choreography for it. And I was so afraid of her because she's not to be messed with. But it was an honour and a dream to work with her because, you know, having watched Glenroe as a kid.
That's an honour.
And then having her on your set and in your show is just phenomenal. But she is a force to be reckoned with, and you don't want to get in a scrap with her. That's all I'm going to say.
I'm sure you don't. And I, you know, would you like to see it come back in a different way?
I would love to see, because I think that Ireland has changed a lot as well, you know, and I love the term agri-soap.
Yeah, me too.
And I think the majority of the country is in the country, and we should reflect that as well, you know, and I think it has changed an awful lot, and it's something that I'd watch, but you'd need someone like Wesley to do that genius writing, and he was way ahead of himself.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
And we have lines like, well, holy God, and the Fidelma thing, and can we listen to that clip again? That's my favourite one because it's so awkward.
The roll in the hay.
Yeah, let's have a little listen. Right. Here we go. Thanks, Cormac.
You have tittles, Miley.
Huh?
David has no tittles. Oh, you do? Ooh, Miley has tittles.
Tickles everywhere. Everyone has tickles. I don't have
tickles.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.